News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, it's a question we've been asking you about all morning here on News Talk Breakfast. This survey, just over half the population would take a COVID-19 vaccine if there was one, according to a survey commissioned by the pharmaceutical industry. I'm joined by Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University, Professor Paul Moyna. Good morning to you, Paul. I was quite surprised to read this headline this morning. Was it a surprise to you only 55% of people would take the vaccine?
Yeah, it's probably obviously you'd like to get that figure as high as possible, Shane. Maybe some people are worried the fact that, you know, the speed at which we're moving, because generally in terms of developing vaccines, it's quite a long process, taking a number of years. I think prior to this, the fastest vaccine we've ever developed for mumps, which was for around 4 years. So maybe some people are worried in terms of, you know, the speed at which we're moving, but certainly that shouldn't be a concern, because in terms of the process that has been followed, obviously, you know, in terms of adhering to safety and measuring how safe the various vaccines are, that process is still intact.
And men are more likely to take the vaccine and older people more than young. Would that feed into the messaging we have, you know, around the flu vaccine, which is older people and at-risk groups should be the priority for getting the flu vaccine? Maybe younger people don't think they need vaccines.
Yeah, probably. I think maybe younger people are looking at their risk, and certainly in terms of, yes, young people can be infected, but in terms of their susceptibility and vulnerability to developing severe disease, obviously there's a very large difference in terms of older people are much more vulnerable to developing especially severe disease. So as a result, in terms of perception of risk, you know, older people are obviously at more risk, more vulnerable in terms of developing severe disease, and that may feed into that chain in terms of older people being more likely to take the vaccine.
Now, we've 12% of people who say they wouldn't go for the vaccine. We've a third of people who say they're not sure. What do you say to those 45% of people who just aren't going to go for the vaccine at the moment if it were available?
Certainly, what I would say, Shane, is look at the data. So, example, we should know in the next, I would say, 4 to 5 weeks, we should know and get some of the readouts from the phase 3 trials and a number of the trials, and then look at the data in terms of how effective, how safe these vaccines are. So that's the thing I would say in terms of being led by the data. Really important, Shane, that we get a big uptake of these vaccines. Probably will be more than one. And the reason why I say that is agencies like the WHO, for example, they've defined success as vaccines that would give maybe at least 50% protection. But if we've only got half the population taking the vaccine, that's 50% effective, that essentially means we really only have 20-25% of the population protected. When we take a vaccine, we get two types of protection. First of all, the person who's vaccinated gets protected, so that's direct protection. And then, you know, we've heard a lot of this term in terms of herd immunity, in terms of if we get enough of the population vaccinated, we can get this idea of herd immunity, whereas others who aren't vaccinated also get protection. And there's estimates in terms of herd immunity probably needs to get to about 60-70% in order for that to kick in. So really, you know, we need to get as high in uptake as possible, because, you know, if half the population takes it, and even half the population, Shane, that would be a challenge to get half the population vaccinated, because in terms of how widely distributed the vaccines will be, you know, that's another major challenge. So certainly in terms of, yes, there are a number of people out there showing, you know, sort of vaccine hesitancy and reluctant to take the vaccine, but certainly in my view, we need to start that discussion already to be prepared for it, hopefully when the vaccines are distributed.
Yeah, just to ask you about the language of this, so you know, for a lot of people, they say, I just can't wait for all of this to be over, and they think that once there's a vaccine, we'll get back to some sort of normality. Even politicians are guilty of saying, look, we're going to have restrictions in place until there's a vaccine. Should we now stop thinking of a vaccine as a sort of silver bullet here that'll solve everything?
Yeah, I think we need to be very careful there, Shane, because, so first of all, it depends on how widely available the vaccine is, what the uptake is, how effective it is, not only how effective it is in terms of protecting the entire population, how effective it is in terms of protecting, you know, individuals who are actually vaccinated. And that some of those figures that I've mentioned earlier, for example, if we've half the population vaccinated, but that the vaccine itself shows 50% protection, again, that only gives us 20-25% protection in the population. That wouldn't be enough to stop the virus. And even the bar required in order to get the vaccine to eliminate the virus is enormously high, because we would look for something called sterilizing immunity, and that would basically be a vaccine that prevents you from getting infected. That bar is really, really high. were more likely, especially in terms of the data that we've seen early on from primate studies. What we would probably get is not sterilizing immunity, but the vaccine would probably protect us from getting very sick. But going back to your point, Shane, in terms of, yes, we need to look, in my view, we need to look at a strategy beyond the vaccine. I think the vaccine would be really important. It would be a really important contributor to dealing with COVID-19 and reducing its impact. But thinking that the vaccine is going to be released and that this is going to be the panacea and this is going to, you know, eradicate the virus, I think that's a very naive one. So I think in terms of strategy going forward, we need to move beyond the vaccine whilst accepting that it will be a very important help to us. But I think solely basing a strategy based on the vaccine is going to be the panacea and is going to eliminate the virus, I think we need to look beyond that.
Okay, well, immunology professor at Maynooth University, Paul Moynagh, thank you very much for joining me this morning.